In today's episode, we celebrate Easter. We discuss YouTubers trying the Blood of Christ Oreos, eating the ashes of your dog on Ash Wednesday, and Corey quizzes us on Easter Bunny trivia. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Snervous, the documentary following a year in the life of me and Corey on the road for tour, and you see kind of like behind the scenes of what it's like to actually be a YouTuber. It follows the Slumber Party tour, it follows everything that a YouTuber does, like conventions and things like that. So if you want to watch that, it is on iTunes and Google Play, or you can stream it on Hulu in the US and Netflix everywhere outside of the US. Thank you, Snervous. We love you. Thank you for sponsoring this week's episode. That's all.
Hippity hoppity. Put your headphones on, baby.
Are you freestyling?
Yeah.
Hello, my headphones are on. Happy Easter.
Easter was 2 days ago.
Bitch, let me tell you the tradition of Easter. So
Christ has come. Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
Oh my God, if he's lucky. Am I right? Oh my God.
Is that like all about like Christ getting a renob?
When was the last time you think Jesus got a renob?
Wow.
Was it before or after resurrection?
I don't...
Put the erection in resurrection.
Is that some sort of?
I hate it.
Do you think when you're resurrected, you have morning wood?
Resurrected? Oh my God, he was literally.
Did you hear
nailed
me?
To morning wood.
What?
It was the morning when they did it.
That's
to
talking about.
This
is
the morning.
So sacrilegious.
This is problematic. All aboard. Everyone climb up 3 stories and enter our problem attic.
Speaking of which, would you fuck the Easter Bunny?
Again? Too many? Hey, what the fuck? Hey, here's what the fuck I gotta say.
Say fuck one more time. It's Easter.
Bitch.
Fuck.
So.
Yeah.
Does a bunny lay an egg?
No.
So how do you know?
You're telling me you never got chickens with your Easters? We got those little wind-up chickens, and they'd be like, bark.
No. I dated a boy who told me that he owned 2 chickens.
I thought you were saying you dated a wind-up chicken.
I dated a wind-up chicken, I think. Wait. So if a rabbit, a bunny, if you will,
yes,
doesn't have eggs,
yeah,
why the fuck is there Easty Bunny and
Easty Bunny?
Easty Bunny.
Baby loves an Easty Bunny.
Why is there an Easter Bunny and why are there Easter eggs? Where do the eggs come from?
The eggs.
Peeps?
No. The rabbit just takes the eggs and paints them.
So this rabbit's he's a thief. Kidnapper.
A thief.
A
no.
Thief? Are you keeping up the tradition of thievery on
wait, would you be a
April?
Wait, I guess you're right.
Springtime.
Would you be a thief or would you be a kidnapper?
A little bit of both.
At what point when you
my
steal...
placenta or your placenta?
I guess that'd be like, so if someone steals your sperm, they a thief or a kidnapper?
Well, basically a kidnapper.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No. They can't, because you can't have a kid. Just
well, that's the same question.
You
if you swallow cum, are you a mass murderer?
You need a sperm and an egg to have a baby.
Never tell me how straight people reproduce.
So would you?
Ever.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't fuck the Easter Bunny, but you would fuck the chicken if it does lay
would
eggs.
Would you? Oh, no.
Yes, would you?
Oh, would you? Do it Jesus style?
What's do what Jesus style?
The sex.
For some reason, missionary? When you said
no, I meant like, you know how some people will handcuff you to the bed? This is more nailed to a, like, when you're like,
nailed to the bed?
Staple gunned, if you will,
wow.
Perhaps, is the updated
when you said,
version.
Would you do it Jesus style? I pictured, like, you know, at fast
we're really
food.
Earning our rated R.
Yeah. You know, when
today.
You, like, go to In-N-Out and you get the fries animal style?
Oh, yeah.
When you said, would you do it Jesus style? I pictured, like, some
holy
sort...
water soaked on my fries?
Not quite, but
do you
similar.
Think he came holy water? Do you think his cum was,
holy water, yes.
Was,
I think
like,
it was.
Christened? I guess he's Christ. You know, christened comes from Christ.
Yeah.
So I guess his all
everything
of his cum was,
he christened.
He could spit on you and it's christened.
Yeah. Would you ever name, Like, what is the verb of that for, like, mine and your names?
Thailand. Corin.
So when you, like, touch
when
someone.
When somebody corianders you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you believe that cilantro is sometimes coriander?
No.
Okay. Well, good. Back to Easter.
You know, one of my favorite Easter traditions
yes.
is mistakening coriander for... for what's it called?
Speaking of things we were talking
Speaking
about.
Speaking of things we were talking about.
Did you see on Tumblr, there was a photo
what?
Shoot. There was a photo shoot of these hot, hunky men with nice asses.
My question is, was Denise Stritchfield there?
You know that bitch was there investigating.
So how do we know?
She was there with her monocle.
Oh.
And
oh, I know what you're talking about. Because I fell into
her magnifying glass.
I fell into a thirst. Ooh. I fell into a thirst trap.
Okay.
Because I saw somebody post that link and they tagged, "Oop, I see you," blah blah blah. One of the models, the butt models. So I clicked his profile and there I was.
You gotta
was
let me finish
falling.
Explaining what I saw on Tumblr.
Alice in
you
Wonderland.
Just can't reach.
Falling.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've seen the asses painted at Easter eggs.
Yes.
Is that the type of Easter egg hunt you would go on?
Yes, hunt-y.
What if you were like walking around in a backyard and one of those like naked men was like squatting in a bush so you could like see the eggs?
Yeah.
And you were like, there it is.
I would lick it. Yeah. Oh, but I would get paint on my
what
tongue.
What part would you lick?
His asshole.
That's not the part that's the egg.
I gotta go.
That's not the part that's the egg.
You imagine if they did. So they did the butt cheeks painted as
eggs.
Imagine if they did their buttholes.
Painted as what?
Eggs! Yeah.
I'm imagining, but it's not working for
okay,
me.
Okay, so I pulled up some questions about Easter. I just searched Easter questions. You want to know the first one?
What day is Easter
and
each
I need
year?
You, I need you to answer this.
Okay.
What is Easter?
Easter is a recognition of Christians that Christ has come, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again, bitch.
Okay bitch, yeah. What are the origins of Easter?
Christ.
Oh, yeah. Do you think
Christian?
Was...
She's not a Christian.
Do you think it was a little bit attention whorey? Of Jesus to come back, it's like you had your time. Like you, like what are you doing? Like what are you doing back here? Like, like just like you know when you enter a theme park, like you can't come back later. Like, you when you enter the theme park of life, like it doesn't mean your past doesn't mean you can come back. You can't go away.
How mad would you be if someone you hated died and you were like, God, yes.
Yeah.
And then
and you had to fake happy.
And the bitch was back.
Wait, so I guess my question is...
It's like on a reality show when someone comes
back. Oh, I hate
back.
It when people are voted back into the house
can
on Big
you
Brother.
Believe,
this is just like that.
Yeah, I can't believe Big Brother Jesus sees him.
I guess God is Big Brother.
They're like...
I can't believe Julie Chen, God, sent Jesus back into the house.
Ugh. Do you want to take a good Easter quiz?
You know it, bitch.
Wait, was I done with my Easter quiz yet?
Hey, here's my question.
Yes, spill it. Give it to Daddy.
So another question about Easter before we get to your quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did Jesus go to hell between his death and his resurrection? Where did he go? Because he surely didn't go to heaven.
He was in, what's it called? Some sort of purgatory. Is that a mix of the in-between?
Yeah, purgatory.
He was
hang
there.
Up. Hang on.
Actually, he was in a tomb.
They
put a big rock in front of him.
Yes, bitch.
And
I
they
once...
said, bitch, you're not getting out of here.
I once went to purgatory.
Whoa. Mm. Whoa.
That's all.
So
imagine if, oh my God, how much would it suck to die? I can't believe Jesus did it twice. Wait, did he die as again?
He's alive right now. He's in space watching us.
So where did he go? Okay, so bitch comes back. No offense to Jesus, but like bitch came back.
It was like that Rihanna.
He came back like that one
the,
gif
like umbrella.
From I know what you're talking about. The one gif from American Horror Story or something, and she's like, I'm back. Thought you'd seen the last of me.
That was.
I believe Jesus did that. No, so Jesus came back, and then what? He was all like, psych! And then what?
He was like, I'm better than you. I can walk on water. I can turn my blood into bread and wine, and y'all better eat my poison.
I say eat my pussy. Oh my God, remember the iconic scripture of Jesus quote, John 19:30,
eat my pussy.
No, John 19:30 was his last words. It was
is
all,
that real?
Yes. Uh-huh. He was all like,
Am I still taking my quiz?
Bitch said, it is finished. John 19:30. That's me in the bedroom. Me when I'm like, okay.
It is finished.
No, me I don't after, say 19, I don't
after
say John
Christ
19,
has come, Christ has risen, and Christ has come again.
I don't say it is finished. It I is just finished. Whisper in the guy's ear, I say, John 19:30.
It is finished. I found a pretty good Easter quiz I think you would enjoy.
Yeah.
It's called, is this a high thought or an Easter fact?
Okay.
High like you're high.
Yeah.
All right.
Sock it to me.
This is, you got to tell me if this is just a high thought or an
Easter
fact.
Okay.
Chicks breaking out of their eggshells symbolizes the resurrection of Jesus.
If it does, I'm annoyed. High fact.
Like, the shell is the tomb and the chick is the Jesus.
Okay. Is it? It's a false.
You said a high fact. That's. You what? Need a high thought or an Easter fact.
Okay, I hate these options. High thought.
Wrong.
No!
Eggs have been tied to birth and rebirth, so
stupid.
Christians adopted the symbolism to create to the celebration of the resurrection of
stupid,
Christ.
Stupid. Next stupid question.
So then, therefore, we eat the eggs to internalize Jesus' soul.
Hey, so I was just watching season 5 of The Amazing Race.
Do you want to internalize Jesus' soul?
Not really. He's kind of like demanding, kind of like presumptuous. No, so I was watching season 5 of The Amazing Race, and there was a challenge when they were in Africa, spoiler, and they had to eat an ostrich egg, which...
Yeah, you'd make it like a scrambled egg.
Yeah, scrambled. And it's basically the equivalent of either 1 dozen or 2 dozen eggs.
That's not a lot.
And they were all like about to puke. And there I was thinking about Denise Stritchfield and Easter and all of these thoughts. So my question is.
Yeah, what? Would I eat Denise Stritchfield's eggs?
Yeah.
Bitch, Denise has come, she has risen, and she will come again.
So, thoughts on Fat Tuesday. Would you eat a punchki?
Fat Tuesday was so long ago.
Okay.
My little brother was born on Fat Tuesday. And punchkis...
Does Fat Tuesday change?
I think punchkis are a Midwest thing. Yes.
I need you to know that's called punchki.
It's a punchki.
Punchki. I'm Polish.
Oh, are you?
She is.
What part?
In these heels.
Would you eat a punchki in those heels, Annie?
She would.
But can you spell it? Oh, yeah, you're looking at it right now.
No, I'm not. P-A-T, but there's like a z-z-z-z-z. C-H-I?
No, it's like P-A-C-Z-T-I.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I nailed it.
It's P-A-C-Z-K-I.
Oh, I was so close. I was one
like
letter
little...
off.
The A has a little
ding-dong
on it. I was
literally one letter off.
Well, nobody asked how many letters you were off.
So do you think rabbits are Easter's mascots because they're hella fertile and they spring new life?
Okay, that quiz does not say hella.
So they're hella fertile.
An Easter quiz says hella?
It says rabbits
on Jesus' day?
Easter mascots. So that's a high thought, right? Whoa, shit. Rabbits have become the prolific icon of Christianity because they've been symbolic of fertility and procreation for thousands of years. Yeah, they're hella fertile.
Well, I knew that, actually, because when rabbits fuck, they... You know, everyone's all like, oh, we fucked like rabbits.
This says the earliest Easter rabbits were actually found to lay soft-shell eggs.
Soft-shell eggs?
Before evolution. Do you think that's an Easter fact or a high thought?
I am done with this quiz, is my answer. You know, Lent... What did you give up for Lent this year?
Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I gave up Lent for Lent.
Oh, how original.
Is that?
No.
One time.
I told you about my Lent experience, I think. When that stupid idiot in my CCD class
no,
was like.
No, that's my
this
story.
Is, okay, well, this is my
this
story.
This kid wrote like, I'm giving up broccoli. And I had to be like, you're giving up shit you like.
Okay, I had a similar experience. We've had this conversation before. I said, somebody in my CCD class was like, we were going around in the circle.
This is a Christian class.
Yeah. And
Tuesday
he's all,
nights
he's all
at
like,
St. Mary's
Tuesday
in
night,
Jackson.
St. Mary's, Jackson, Michigan. He was all like, I'm giving up walking down to the river and throwing in rocks.
See,
and I literally was like, bitch, you have to give up something you like. This is why.
That's
this
his
is
favorite
why,
activity.
This is why. What was that movie? where all of
Freaky Friday
close when is basically the downfall of Catholicism.
Rihanna's Spotlight. Battlefield.
Or I guess this is not why Spotlight.
Spotlight had nothing to do with kids throwing rocks in rivers.
No, it was a little bit more dramatic.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
I
Did
don't
you
know.
Give up Spotlight for Lent?
I gave up watching Spotlight for Rent. You know what I for Rent? I gave up watching Rent for Lent.
Whoa.
As a Rent head. You know, that's what they call their fans.
Did you know that people used to paint Easter eggs red to represent the blood of Christ?
Okay, cool.
Do you believe that?
False.
It's an Easter fact.
Ugh. Are all of these just facts, and this is disguised as a game?
Well, on the first Easter, eggs had another egg inside of it. It was Easter egg inception. Do you believe it or not?
Like that one thing.
Do you know that show? Do you know that thing that's like Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know?
Did you ever go to that?
No.
Did you?
Where?
Why? In Tennessee.
Whoa.
It was our one family vacation, Dollywood and Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
I feel like there was like a knockoff
version
of... Did you
see Katy Perry's about to perform with Dolly Parton?
I did.
Is this the coming of the Katy Perry country era?
I don't know. We're talking about Easter.
Oh.
Which one of them's a chicken? Which one of them's a rabbit?
Katy Perry's the rabbit. Dolly Parton's the chick.
Do you think they started making chocolate Easter eggs because historians found out that Jesus loved cocoa beans, so they added chocolate to Easter?
False. This has got to be false.
No, bitch. That's false as fuck.
What do you think Jesus splurged on?
Your mama.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Not even yo mama.
Your mama.
Your mother.
Your mother.
Okay.
What could you splurge on back then? If you think about it.
Carpentry?
If you think about it, if he's a ghost.
What was his?
He could be impregnating people all over. You could be Jesus' son.
Whenever I lay on my side.
When you're getting pregnancy fucked. In the name of Jesus.
You gotta go. Oh my God.
What were you gonna say about laying on your
nothing,
side?
Nothing.
What was she gonna say?
You were talking about ghosts fucking you? Jesus fucking you until you get pregnant with Jesus' unborn?
So what's in your Easter basket haul video this year?
Jesus.
What was your favorite?
Ghost?
I tell you about the time my mom.
A gutsy granny.
My mom mailed me an Easter basket.
I hate this story.
And the post office stole it.
I hate this story.
You know, they x-rayed and saw those good Hershey peanut butter cup eggs. They thought, oh, this is for me.
Okay.
And then they took my basket.
Okay.
Would you do an Easter egg haul video?
You know who just did?
Probably.
Joey Graceffa.
Every YouTuber.
Joey Graceffa just did an Easter basket haul.
Oh, God.
So make fun of it, Corey.
I'm not dragging.
Drag Joey.
I'm not dragging Joey, but if I see one more tweet in my Twitter feed that's like, me trying crazy food, and then it's like lemon Oreos, bitch, that's not crazy. To me when you taste the blood of Christ Oreo.
Do you wish talk those YouTubers would have given that up for Lent?
Yes.
Yeah,
they're like, trying wacky stuff, and it's like pumpkin Oreos. Bitch, that's a natural flavor. Talk to me when you get an armpit Oreo. Or fucking like asshole Oreo.
Okay, okay.
Blood of Christ Oreos. So what is in your haul video?
Oh, Blood of Christ Oreos, asshole armpits.
Yes.
Yes. Twizzlers.
Now,
armpit Twizzlers.
I have another question.
What?
Do you think Jesus is your savior?
You mean savior?
No, I mean savor, like a lifesaver.
Do you like gummy lifesavers or the hard lifesavers?
Both.
Okay.
Why do I gotta choose?
I didn't
You
mean
are
so.
A lot of bang bang on the table today.
I'm very Jesse J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj today.
Now.
Bang bang.
I saw this video of this family doing an Easter egg hunt, and they all had, this would be fun.
Everyone had to.
Before this episode, I go, Corey, write down some discussion topics for Easter. Is this a fucking bullet point?
I saw
a family with a viral video.
Yes.
This is one of your bullet points.
So everyone showed up to mom's Easter and they all brought a 6-pack of beer.
Okay.
Then mom hid.
Why'd you just go cross-eyed?
All the beers.
You literally just went cross-eyed.
Mom hid all the beers.
Then.
I feel like whenever you cross your eyes, it's like a little bit of like a mamry heart thing.
Oh.
She's kind of cornered the market on like crossed eyes.
I wish you would
corner your market.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, that sucked. That was an awful joke. Well,
then you're the one that
said
it.
So then everybody hid, the mom hid all the beers in the backyard. Okay. And then the adults each took their little 6-pack case, like a glass one, and she had put little Easter basket grass in there. And then they all had to go find a new 6-pack. They had to, like, get their beers and put them back in.
So should we do that?
Would you love it?
Yeah, I would love it. That's kind of cute.
Wasn't? Oh, yeah. That's, like, something your mom would do.
No. Well, yeah, but she only drinks Bud Light.
Well.
So does she just be Bud Lights everywhere.
Does she enjoy a Bud Light Lime? No, you BYOB.
No, she doesn't like a BLL.
Wow. I can't believe your mom.
She's so basic.
So... what's in her Easter basket?
I was going to say, I wish she would go for 3 days and
now,
come back, but I don't wish that.
Now, where was the toughest place your mom ever hid your Easter basket?
Like in the laundry room.
Like in the dryer?
No, like just straight up.
Tweeted us
room.
With where your parents hid your Easter basket this year.
Hey, no, here's what we'll do.
Oops.
Here's what
I
we'll
mean
do.
Where the Easter bunny hid your Easter basket this year.
Oops.
And let us,
no, here's what here's
let
our challenge.
Us know.
We want you hide
something of your parents.
Hide something of your parents.
And then when they
yeah,
say,
revenge,
where the fuck
bitch.
Is it? Say,
no.
Easter got you this year,
yeah,
bitch.
No. Hide something of your parents that they treasure.
Yeah.
And take a selfie with it in its hiding spot and tweet it to us with Easter revenge. Hashtag Easter revenge.
And if you feel like a little naughty.
If you feel like a
hashtag
gutsy granny.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
That's what you should tell your parents.
Yeah.
One time my mom hid my Easter basket in the shower.
Oh, she's not.
Isn't that crazy kooky?
You just went cross-eyed again.
What's your favorite Easter candy?
Let me think.
Oh, you loved those eggs that we had the other day. You liked those. They were a little cold.
Don't
I got them cold for baby. And you just like put them in your little bird mouth.
Shut up. I like Mike and
your
eggs.
Little chocobo mouth.
I like fruity candies.
You like Mike and Ike's?
Yeah, I love...
That's garbage candy for a garbage person.
Okay, well, I guess I don't come into your house and tell you your religion's bad.
What's that? What's my favorite candy you're wondering? Bitch, I love a sour jelly belly.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Those
hey,
are good.
There's really no reason to ever give jelly beans now that jelly bellies exist. Thoughts?
Like actual jelly beans?
Yeah. What are you, stupid?
But have you had the Starburst jelly beans? I'm actually a jelly bean connoisseur.
You're more of a connoisseur.
I love
oh my god,
Starburst jelly beans.
Yum. Yeah,
I
actually.
I think they only come out at Easter. Now, have you ever gone to like a Target at 12:01 the day after Easter and fucked up their discount candy?
No, I'm busy.
Doing what?
We're celebrating the return and the send off of my Lord and Savior.
If you were home for this Easter and you were gonna get revenge on Jackie, what of hers would you hide in hashtag Easter revenge?
The teeth from my baby book.
I would
hide
that old Western picture of them right when you walk in my front
there's
door.
Well, I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say the cremated remains of her dog.
Where are those?
They're like above our like they're up in our living room.
Which
up
dog?
On the thing. Thorn.
Oh God! What if like instead of it being in an urn, she kept it in like a doggy diaper?
What if she kept it in one of those?
Thorn
no.
Had one.
What if she kept it in one of those vases that you like?
Can you really say vase?
Hey, let me finish a thought.
What do you think's in your Easter vase this year?
That you use a stick to like create designs on the side of it. You know what I'm talking about? With sand, and then you colored
sand art.
Yeah, sand art. But with the dog's remains.
You just keep pushing it down?
Yeah, with different colored sand art.
I think
art.
if I had an animal that I loved, which I don't, and it died.
I'm right here.
Which I wish it would.
Oh.
I would do like a normal sand art, but like one thin
layer. Sand art cremation?
With one thin layer of their ashes.
Okay.
Just like a thin layer.
Okay.
What would you do?
I hate those people who eat their husband's remains. I hate them.
One person. Was that a real?
Yes, like, it was on like True Life Weird Obsessions, True like My Life. Strange Addiction.
And she was like,
she would like dip her finger like fun dip.
She fun dipped her dad's ashes.
Things that I don't want to do with Jesus.
What did you do on Ash Wednesday?
Oh, honey, she took it too literally.
God. Do you think that's the day she like dines for hours?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm going to go eat your ashes. If you want to follow me,
do you rather eat
Tyler
ashes
Oakley.
Or eat asses?
I would rather eat asses than eat ashes.
Wait, what if like...
What would you rather
what
eat?
What if like when you were rimming that Easter egg butt with the Easter egg, like you forgot that it was painted and then afterward your face had paint
but you don't
all
wash
over
your, and, then
and
you have,
didn't know and then you went to
at
church
your front door, and then you answered
and you
the
like
door paint, and you have like, hey.
And you have like Easter egg butt cheek on each of your cheeks to cheek.
I hate it.
Oh, but you everyone, also ate it, so you didn't
everyone,
hate it that much.
To celebrate this day, please buy Cheek to Cheek on iTunes.
Whoa. Is Cheek to Cheek a rimming reference?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Gaga, queen of ass eating. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
Well, you know, I am places. A lot of people have been like, what's your Snapchat, Dad? So, like, it's... Corbin Coolio.
Oh my God.
I'll tweet it. Just search my Twitter.
Okay. Gotta go. Love you. Bye.
What's your stuff?
Tyler Oakley everywhere. And snap Tyler Oakley on Snapchat.
Now don't forget. See you next Easter.